Mr. Briggs?
Thank you. The next item, number 16, is on the ConocoPhillips Napomo Creek crude oil pipeline release. And I believe we just were providing the written report for this one. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we're available for any questions that you have on this. You recall that this, we've had this before the board, I think by virtue of public comment previously. And so we've provided the summary of the situation here. So Rich Chandler is here if there are any questions on it. And we do have a card as well. Couple cards.
Let's see.
So what's the time frame then for this follow-up? I see here that excavation is the preferred remedial alternative,
right?
Which is being looked at. Is that right? What's going to happen?
Rich, can you help us out with that, please?
Well, in a situation like this, excavation would always be the preferred remedial alternative, but we haven't seen a feasibility study yet, so we would thoroughly evaluate any feasibility study before we make a conclusion.
And what's the time frame for when?
It's going to be a lengthy time frame. It involves a creek, so there's going to be a lot of permitting, Army Corps of Engineers, county will be involved. So I can't imagine it happening in 2009. It would probably be beyond that because of the permitting issues.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, we have two speakers, Daniel Doug and Ralph Bishop.
Which one do you want first?
Or Diaz. Maybe it's Diaz. Daniel Diaz?
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you let Ralph go first, because I'd like to show the pictures on the machine.
That's
so
fine.
Turned on.
Doesn't matter. Mr. Bishop?
Mr. Diaz needs some assistance with setting up the overhead.
Yeah, I did.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for hearing our concerns. We've come back several times, and as Mr. Jeffers said, appreciate serving the public, and I want you to know how much we appreciate you people serving us, because you have acted in a timely fashion on the issues we brought to you, and again, I certainly appreciate it. The time frame that Mr. Chandler spoke of is, I suppose, this is what it takes to get things done. However, there is a problem I have with the length of it, and it probably has a lot to do with fish and game and the red-legged frog and all that kind of thing. And as I say, it's probably inevitable that it's going to take some time, but I'd like to make the point that it is only 2 feet under the creek, and every year we play Russian roulette with the weather. And so if the water board could possibly use their influence on the fish and game to let them know that although we're just as concerned as the red-legged frog, as I'm sure they are, the longer it takes for the permitting process, the more jeopardy is put in to play when it comes to the weather. And the weather clock never stops ticking. We don't know if we're going to have floods this year, next year. And so I would hope that you might be able to impress upon them the fact that if they could work in as timely a fashion as the State Water Quality Board, it would probably be better for everyone. Excavation is probably the final solution, and I think excavation being a controlled situation is much superior to an uncontrolled situation like a flood event. We have a wild card in the Napomo Creek system, which I have documented and sent to Mr. Chandler. By the way, Mr. Chandler, I think, has really worked in a very aggressive way. Since the time that I've spoken to you last, he's gotten right on it, and I really appreciate that. But the situation here is that we have a lot of the solid waste pollution plugging the creeks, causing blowouts with a Venturi effect. And I, as I say, I've documented this and photo-documented it with Mr. Chandler. And the problem is accelerated erosion. One of the things that I photo-documented was just in the last 2006 flood, there were two areas only 200 yards above the oil spill that were eroded 4 to 8 feet just in one flood event. So my concern is that this erosion has been steadily going downstream since 2001, and now it's only 200 yards above the oil spill. And so I see my time is up. Thank you again very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Diaz.
I'm Daniel Diaz, alias Creek Dog. He's got a couple of pictures here for you to see. I want to show you what I see in our creeks, by the pipelines especially, if we come up bright enough.
Could I get the lights over? Give him Michael, could you?
Light? Yeah. You want
to
Try the bigger one better?
Yeah.
Try that.
Try
the big one will show it clearer. Yeah. Just mainly the pipe and to the left.
There we go.
Just go down to the creek bottom. Oh, kind of shiny. Now you got to come up higher yet. And to your right. Yeah, give him a help. I shouldn't have put it on shiny paper. My fault.
Anyway, here's the pipeline. And down here, although it's difficult to see, we're providing the pictures.
There's giant oil sand piles of oil sand piled up there and all along this edge here on both of these pictures. And I'm understanding that that's not a problem. To me, it's like somebody messing my cereal and telling me to eat it. But anyway, that's not going to happen. So I believe that this stuff needs to come out. It's right at the pipelines. It's from previous spills. What they did back then is they poured sand in the ditches to coagulate the oil, and then they covered it up, and then as the creeks eroded, those oil sand splotches fell in, and that's where they're at, in the creeks. And as the water goes by them and carries the gravel down, it shaves off little bits of it as we go. We've talked to scientists about this issue already, and I believe that all that stuff has to come out of all of our creeks, all the way through town. We got it coming off of the Cavaletto Ranch in Napomo, 425 Cavaletto, off of Teft. And he's dumped in blacktop by the masses, and all of this is an issue. It all has oil in it. It's all going to our ocean. Are we going to sit and watch it happen, or are we going to take it out? Are we going to force the farmers or the mess makers to take it out? That's my question today. We need to get this stuff out of there.
Well, I think we're going to take a look at the different alternatives to deal with the situation. It looks like the preferred alternative is to excavate. But until they do an actual assessment of that, we're not going to know exactly how they're going to deal with this. Well, I think we would all agree with you.
Okay.
The sooner the better. And unfortunately, sometimes dealing with government, things work slower than what we would like.
We know that. I'm also wanted to say, I see my light just went off, that the oil leaks are all the way from the end of Napomo North on up to the south. So I believe that this spot right here with this oil mass messes here, the sand, it's a mile up going to the north of the big spill that we're talking about. So there's other leaks on that pipeline. I think that whole pipeline needs to be checked out both directions. I think they could do that with a radar unit.
Have you shared this information and your concerns with Mr. Chandler?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is he? It sounded like he's following up with whatever you've given him.
Our idea of Mr. Chandler is wonderful.
Good. Okay. Well, then I'm sure he's going to continue to follow up with all of this, and he'll be on top of the corrective action plan as it's being formulated.
Okay. Well, we thank you for all your help.
And thank you for bringing this to our attention again. Any other board questions or comments? I don't have any other speaker cards. So perhaps, Mr. Briggs, we could get a status report in 6 months in the EO report. Just
sure.
Where we're at
sure.
with this item in terms of an analysis of the alternatives.
Right.